Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Thank you, Russ. Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network. I am Kim Ravita of Kim Ravita Coaching, and today is Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravita. And I'm coming to you from my studio outside of Boston, Massachusetts. I'm very excited to be with you today. If you recall our show from last month, we took a topic on negative thinking, and I shared a little bit about negative thinking and some ways of which you could eliminate it. And today we have another new hot topic. I got the idea for this show because so many people have questions about living a great life authentically and their way. For many of us, we have either lived or are living someone else's life. And when we realize that we get to choose, a whole new world begins to open up. But it's not always as easy as that to change. So I thought I would love to be able to, once a month, be able to give you a little bit of information, a little bit of tips, a little bit of help along the way. And, of course, you may feel free to give a call in, and I'll give you that number very shortly. The goal of the show is to give you a place to experience and to learn how to live your best life in a way that is pleasing to you, to everyone involved, and as authentically as you can so that you have more joy, happiness, and satisfaction in your life. And I just want to take a moment before we begin to thank my executive producer for Life Coach Radio Networks, Russ Terry, for creating an amazing community of over 40 coaches. We have the privilege of broadcasting on three networks, Life Coach Radio Network, where we are today, Life Coach Chat Channel, and International Life Coach Radio. And I've had the pleasure to be a part of what I like to call as Russ's movement since last September of 2013. And I've had the pleasure of participating in many amazing Life Coach Chat Channel shows with our other fabulous coaches, and perhaps you've maybe listened to a few of those as well. So for more information, you can check out our website at lifecoachradionetworks.com. So each show, as I mentioned, will have a topic. And our topic today is how to use your time, not lose your time. So I'll share tips and suggestions for you to begin implementing into your life so that you are living your best life and feeling fulfilled and satisfied. I'll also answer any questions live on the show, as well as questions that people have sent to me prior to the show. So before we jump into our juicy topic of time, because who has enough of that, right, let me give you the call-in number to join if you'd like to join the discussion or ask a question. So please don't be shy, because it's a lot more fun to have a conversation with someone else rather than just me sharing. The number to call in to speak with me today is 646-716-9397. And let me give that to you again, 646-716-9397. So just a little bit about me in case this is the first time you are listening to me on this network or any of our other networks. I am Kim Ravita. I am the owner and founder of Kim Ravita Coaching. I am a lifestyle business coach, a lifestyle and business coach, which actually they can both go together, right? And I work with women business owners and professional women to, as Sheryl Sandberg says, lean in to their lives, to their careers, satisfyingly. I help them to have more overall success, fun, and enjoyment in their life. I do many things for my clients. I help them use their time effectively, create business plans that work for them, and make more money. Some of the things that they tell me over and over again is that I help them find clarity, peace of mind, and feeling empowered so that they can let go of the guilt, the crappy negative thinking, and excel in having a life that they feel they are leading, being led around. So while I do specific things, there's a whole lot of other things that transform for my clients as well. And again, our topic today is how to use your time, not lose it. And ultimately, it's about finding the time to do everything you really want to do. So again, if you have questions or comments, please call in at 646-716-9397. So why don't we go ahead and just jump right into our fun topic today. I call it fun because I do think that managing or using or spending, though I don't necessarily like that term, and I'll get to that in a moment, can be fun. It doesn't have to be stressful. We sometimes look at time as I don't have enough of it, and we're constantly running. There's Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter, right? And he's looking around, like, wait, looking at the clock. Oh, my gosh, where is it, where is it? And I'm paraphrasing, so Alice in Wonderland fans, please forgive me. But we're always looking for where is the time? I need more time. So if you're like most people and feel that there just isn't enough time in the day to get to what you really want to do, never mind that there isn't enough time to get to doing what we really have to do, then this call, this show, is for you. I was pressed, time pressed for many years, and yep, sometimes it still happens, but I learned how to use my time effectively and to my benefit. You'll notice I did not say spend my time. Because one of the first things I learned as a new business owner was that everything took a lot of time. I decided that I wanted to use what time I did have effectively so I could efficiently build my business. Now, we can do the math, right? There's 24 hours in a day times 7 days a week, and that's 168 hours. I'm going to say that number again, 168 hours in 7 days. Now, when I first saw that number, I thought, huh, that is not a lot, right? 168 hours? Yikes. So no wonder we all feel like we're pressed for time and racing around and stressing out, and no matter whether we're doing personal things, professional things, whatever it happens to be. We're freaking out. We don't have enough time. That's clear. We're seeing it in black and white. So something that I teach my clients is to use their time. And when they implement using time, amazing things happen. So when was the last time you thought to yourself, oh, my, I've just wasted so much time? Was it today? Yesterday? Last week? How did it make you feel? I bet lousy. Usually we feel lousy when we are thinking about we wasted time. We feel lousy when we think we wasted food or wasted something, right? It's not ever a good feeling when we have wasted. Well, with time, we never get that back. Sure, we can make more money. We can find new clients. We can buy new clothes. We can get more things. The one thing we cannot do is get more time. It is what it is. Once it's gone, it's gone. Done. Finito. So when we do squander it or waste it, it really hurts because we know there is no more coming back. So one of the more important assessments I have my clients do is an assessment of how they use their time. Where is it going? What are they doing? Is what they're doing going to get them where they want to go in the shortest amount of time, or are they wasting it on low-impact items? A time assessment is very telling. It doesn't lie. See, we all think that things will take less time than they really do. And when we realize that they've taken more time, it's almost like a slap in the face. We're completely in shock. It took me that long to make a client call. It took me that long to vacuum the floor. And so we begin to realize where our time is actually going. Where are we using it? And that then helps us to see, are we then using it in an efficient and effective manner? So I'll just give you a quick example that just happened to me. I run a small private group program twice a year, and I've done so for a while. So all the pieces are in place. I know what I need to do. I need to execute. I need to get things prepared. In my head, I think to myself, okay, I can do this in half hour. You know what? I know things take longer than we usually think. I'll give myself an hour. It's pretty simple. The program practically runs itself. And you know what? I spent about 4 hours on it. And when I realized that I did, I was surprised. So we all can get caught up in that time trap. It's very simple to do. So now, the good news, though, is I now know next time when I go to run it again, when I go to run it in January, that I will block out 4 hours to be able to put together all the pieces of this program that I, of course, wanted to add a few new things, put a few new twists, give it a little bit more thought. So all of that used my time. So by doing a time assessment, you'll see exactly how much time it will take you. And so this gives you the clear guide of time that you need to set, of the time that you need to set aside to be doing what you need and then want to be doing. So again, like I said, next year I know when I pull out my materials, it says block 5 hours. And I know that I told you it took me 4, but I'm setting aside an extra hour. Whether I use it or not, that's fine, right? Because now then I've just found more time if I didn't use it. So that's a benefit. But I'm setting aside that amount of time to be able to effectively program my program. So it creates a sense of peace. I won't be going, oh, my gosh, this is taking so long. Get into anything else I thought I was going to do. I feel so stressed out. I won't be in that negative thinking. And I know that last month, we talked about that negative thinking. So, again, I'm in a positive place. I'm feeling good. I'm using my time effectively to do what I'm saying I wanted and also needed to do, because if I'm wanting to run this program, then there are things and steps I need to take in order to get it running. So let me just take a moment and give you the call-in number again if you have any comments or questions. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. So a lot of questions I get about the time assessment. You might be asking yourself, well, okay, how do I do a time assessment? That sounds like a great idea, and I think it will be beneficial to me, but how do I do a time assessment? So you want to first look at all that you're doing, and you can do this separately, personally, and professionally. You can put it together. I do recommend that you do it for both areas of your life. Whatever you do in your life, if you work for somebody, if you own a business, if you stay at home, if you work from home, if you're a caregiver, whatever it happens to be, because everything that we're doing in our lives is important for the most part, you want to know how much time you're spending. So write down everything. Now, when I tell this to my clients, I go, everything? And I say, yes, everything, including brushing your teeth. I know it sounds kind of like, oh, yeah, it's gonna, you know, like how long is it going to take me to brush my teeth? However, you'll be surprised. So begin to write down everything. And usually what I have my clients do is get a piece of paper, notebook, it doesn't matter. You fold it in half, and on one side, write what your activity is. So on the far left, write what your activity is. Next to that, you're going to estimate how long it takes you. So brushing your teeth, I think it takes me 2 minutes. Then you're going to write your actual time. And you're going to want to make sure that you, when you do go brush your teeth, you look at the clock and then you get your actual time. Because that the gap between the estimated time and the actual time is what is where you're losing time. And then you'll be able to find time so you can use it effectively. So then write down. I've had clients thinking that they take 30 seconds to brush their teeth, and it ends up being 2 minutes. Or something happened, like they didn't have toothpaste, they had to go to another room to get the toothpaste. And that, right? We use time to do that. So take a look at how long it takes you to do anything and everything. From getting up in the morning, taking a shower, getting breakfast, putting the stuff away, getting the kids out the door, getting dressed, petting the dogs, feeding the dogs, cats, whatever it is you have going on in your world is what you want to write down. Now, one thing that I definitely want to mention, and because this has been a huge eye-opener, I know it was for me when I did it, and all my clients, I tell them to pay attention to how long it takes you to get out the door of your house and into your car and on your way to where you're going. And why I say this is because I've had more clients say, oh, my God, I'm late wherever I go. I can't figure out. I've given myself enough time, and I'm leaving on time, but I'm 5 minutes late. Or I got stuck in traffic, and, of course, you know what happens when you're running late. Every single red light shows up, and every single slow driver shows up. There's an accident. There's a roadblock. There's whatever it happens to be, and so you're creating that anxiety. And so I had one client who discovered that it took her between 8 and 10 minutes to get out of her house, into her car, out of her garage. She had to wait for the garage door to shut and to get out into the street and on her way. So no wonder she was always about 10 minutes late, right? It's pretty interesting when you think about it. So look at what are you doing? How long is it taking you? And initially, yes, this might feel a little daunting or stressful or frustrating. But a little bit of work up front is going to create a lot of relief after. So take the use your time to do this time assessment so that you see how long things take you. And so then the beauty of that is, which I absolutely love because now you're going to be able to find more time to use the way you want to use it, is you will see where you have given too much time to things, and you will see where you need more time for things. So let's say you said, you know, it takes you 20 minutes to get dressed in the morning. But you realize, wow, I'm really taking 20 minutes because I'm going from room to room, and I'm putting my clothes on, and then I'm walking and checking email, and then I'm going back and putting my watch on, and then I'm going and doing something else. And so you can really see where you can narrow down what you're doing and just get dressed. And how long will that take? 10 minutes. Great. Guess what? Now you have 10 minutes to use in another aspect, which is actually pretty cool. So my clients that have done this will balk. They will complain. They will say, I didn't do it. I don't want to do it. And when they finally do it, they are so amazed by the time that they are not using appropriately for themselves to live a life that they really want. And they realize they're keeping themselves perpetually in stress, frustration, aggravation, anger, anxiety. And those are things that keep us stuck. Those are the obstacles, and we do tend to put obstacles in our way. And we can remove those obstacles by just a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of understanding, a little bit of foresight. So if you are ready to do that, then I encourage you to do a time assessment. And really quickly, I'll just tell you exactly what to do. Get out a piece of paper. On the far left, write down what you are doing, what you know you're doing. Leave space at the bottom for those things that you forgot. Fold the page in half. Write in the center column, you're going to write estimated time. And on the far right, you're going to write actual time. And then you're just going to ballpark. Get dressed, 10 minutes. Eat breakfast, 30 minutes. Get out the door, 5 minutes. Get to work. Start computer. Call with clients, pay bills, fold laundry, send out invoices. Whatever it is you are doing, and I just named several very vague things, but whatever you were doing, write that down. Now you're going to estimate. then you're going to actualize it. And then you're going to do that assessment and say, okay, what can I let go of? Because most of us can stop doing some things, and some of us can start doing some things that will really bring us to what we want. And then you can forward the action. So, well, let me just pause for a second. So that's how you're going to do your time assessment. And again, if you're on the line and you have some questions, please call in 646-716-9397, and I can answer your questions. If you're listening to this after the live show and you're listening to the recording, please feel free to email me, and that's Kim at kimravida.com, K-I-M at K-I-M-R-A-V-I-D-A.com. I'll be happy to run through this with you or answer any questions. So you're going to do that time assessment. Then you can forward the action, because now you can attach your time to your outcomes and what is it you really want to do. So if you're feeling the need to be in your office, if you're working from home 24/7, but you really want to be spending more time with your family, with your kids, on your self-care, with your friends, taking a day off, being on vacation, whatever it happens to be, now you can look and see, where am I using my time? Where is it going? What am I doing with it for the things that I have to do? And where can I put some to use on the things that I want to do? So at this point, it's always a good idea to do a want-need. And you realize, I do love my business. And I could be in my business 24/7. I just enjoy what I'm doing so much. And it's not a challenge for me. It's not, I shouldn't say a challenge. It's not a chore or a bore. It's exciting. It's fun. I'm constantly trying to do new things. I'm connect with more people, keep my relationships going, all of that in my business. So I can really want to be in my business and working at the business a lot. But yet, that's not a great work-life balance. And so what happens when, you know, a family member calls and says, oh, you know, you want to come over for coffee, or you want to go for lunch, or a friend, or whatever it happens to be. So where can I set time aside to use for all that other great stuff that life has to offer? Because life has so much to offer. Or if somebody is ill and needing a little bit more attention, a little bit more help, where can I use that time to be there for them? And, you know, in your life, what are your big important items? Take your kids to school, go to their place, pick them up, take them on play dates if you're a mom or even a dad. I have a client and he does the bulk of the child care in the morning because his wife works 8 to 5. She doesn't get home until about 6 o'clock. He does work from home, and he structures his day so that he can pick up the kids, be there for them when they get off the bus, take them to flute practice, whatever it happens to be. And so he uses his time when he's in his office to do his work, and he's very clear about doing his work. And so it makes it a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable, and truth be told, we get a whole lot more done when we're using our time effectively rather than letting it just bleed out into the world and not seeing results from it. So I'd like to take a moment to share with you that Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Ravida, How to Use Your Time, Not Lose It podcast, is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. And they have more than 150,000 titles to choose from. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're listening to me right now. If you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you will get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of service, which is very exciting. So it's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And I'll spell that Audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E-T-R-I-A-L lifecoachradio, LifeCoachRadio. And if you use that URL, you can, again, get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service, which is pretty cool. And I'm going to recommend to you today two phenomenal books that relate to our topic that you can get at audible.com. So you'll want to make sure you use our URL so you can get your free audiobook. So the first one is, and some of you may be familiar with it, Time Management from the Inside Out by Julie Morgenstern. And just a little bit about the book. Today, we're faced with a lot of challenges in our personal and professional lives, and a lot more than just organizing and managing our time. Julie Morgenstern's great, groundbreaking, from the inside out approach will help you uncover your psychological strengths and stumbling blocks and create a time management system that suits your individual needs. Now, this is a book that I've read, and it is actually sitting on my desk right now because I've had to retool how I use my time, and it's definitely a keeper. I read the book, but this book is narrated by Julie, and she is a powerful speaker. So hop over to audibletrial.com, Life Coach Radio, and get your free copy because it will tie in everything that I've shared with you. And if you've done your time assessments, you can jump right into the time management from the inside out approach and really get a handle on how you use your time in no time. And that is pun intended. And another great book that I actually just finished this one as well is Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy. That was a big title, so let me read that to you again. Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy. Now, he is an amazing personal and professional development trainer. He's the narrator of this book also, and you'll get the benefit of hearing him share his teachings. Now, I've heard him speak, and he's both energizing and motivating, and he is somebody who, when he says, teaches you a tactic, you immediately want to go and implement it. He's so compelling. So you can get these books, either of them. You can get one of them free if you sign up at that URL, which is our URL, Life Coach Radio, audibletrial.com/Life Coach Radio. And I hope that you'll at least check it out because they are amazing books and they can get you right on your path to using your time, not losing it immediately. So a number of times I get questions. I don't know where my time goes. Are you saying that as well? Well, first, that time assessment is going to be able to help you. I've already shared that with you, which is really kind of cool. But I also get, I have too many things to do. How can I do them all? Is that you as well? Well, not to break anyone's bubble, but there's no way we can do it all. There just isn't, because we can't do more than one thing at a time. We can pretend we can do more than one thing at a time. And there's a few things we can multitask on, but there's a lot of things we certainly cannot. So I'm sure that some of you are absolutely hating that answer, that there's no way to do it all. But truthfully, there is no way. At the beginning of the show, I said we only have 24 hours in the day and 168 hours in a week. And that isn't a lot of time. So when I work with my clients and we break out what they're doing and the amount of time they're doing it, it's quite amazing what transforms for them. I have experienced in every single time that I've done this with a client that they have an amazing reaction and a big aha when they realize that they cannot do it all. And so just a little bit of information about that is when you realize, when you are aware and knowing and conscious that you cannot do it all, something happens. The bubble lifts. The pressure comes off. And now you say, all right, I know I can't do it all, so what can I do? And now this is where you get to prioritize, and this is where you get to choose. So let me give you an example. I had one client, and she was so overloaded with personal tasks and things to do and work that she wasn't sleeping well. And she said she only slept about 4 hours a night. So she didn't stay in bed. She got up, and she was trying to be productive. Well, 4 hours a night is certainly not enough to function well after one night of sleep of 4 hours, never mind on a regular basis. And there's scientific evidence for all of this, and that is probably a topic for another show, which I will note. But we did a revised assessment. Oh, but let me go back. So what she did was did the assessment, saw that she only plugged in 4 hours because that's what she was doing, put everything else in. And so with her frustrations and wanting to get more sleep and feeling run down and tired and exhausted and making errors at work and forgetting to pick her daughter up at school because she was so tired and she had laid down on the couch 5 minutes and fell asleep. Fortunately, she had a high school daughter, so she was able to walk home and didn't feel abandoned. But imagine if that was a younger child or a preschooler. Well, we did a revised assessment and said, okay, well, what if you just added in the 7 hours of sleep? Well, guess what? She went over 168 hours, right? And it's not like going over on your food budget. And, you know, you tap into, okay, well, let's put it on a credit card, or we've got overdraft protection for in our bank account. There is no more hours. There's just no more hours. Again, it's not like making more money. There is no more hours. So she realized, oh, my God, she really had to let go of something. Well, now what am I going to let go of? Actually, she had a lot of some things to let go of, right, in order to be able to get sleep, to fit sleep into her schedule. So just by looking at that, just by taking a view of where her time was going, you can do this in a pie chart actually too, so you could, you know, if you're a computer savvy and you want to do a pie chart, a graph, you can do that as well, and it's really impactful to see it. We do need sleep. Our bodies need sleep. It's like the computer. Got to shut down, right? It's not working right. What do? We shut it down. Just like our bodies need fuel when we eat, we need to eat for fuel. People who, you know, decide, oh, I'm going to lose weight, and then they stop eating, and they wonder why they haven't lost a pound. Well, their body goes into starvation mode. The same thing with sleep. If you are sleep deprived over time and it's constant, then there's lots of physiological things that are going on in your body, and you're not at peak performance. You're cranky, you might snap at people, making errors in judgment, a whole lot of things. You're not going to look very good. And the health is going to start to decline. The second the health starts to decline, it will take often, if you get an illness or a disease because of it, it will take a lot of time. You'll need to use a lot of your time to bring yourself back up to balance and to feeling good, to feeling better. So looking at that, she realized, oh, boy, I really do need to make some changes. And so she actually did something quite shocking. So my question to her was, well, what was one thing you felt you could really let go of right now? And she said, you know what? And it was quite awesome to see, actually. She said, you know what? I'm going to take out 10. I'm taking off 10 things right off the top, 5 business, 5 personal. Well, I was like, oh, boy, wow. And she did. And she created so much space in her day. She had gaps in between her time where she could actually sit down and have lunch as opposed to eating it on the road or on the run. She could get ready, she created a bedtime routine for herself to get into the bed. She started sleeping those 7 hours. She started to be, now hang on to yourself, she started to be more productive at work. She did more things in less time. She used her time effectively. She no longer forgot her daughter at school. She was there early. She had more energy. She made more money. She had a better overall balance to her life. She felt better. So that's a very small example of how you can put time back into your schedule. So the other question that I get asked quite a bit is, yeah, but stuff keeps getting put on my plate. Or, another thing that I hear a lot of, I have this one to answer to do things for. I have my mother to answer to. My husband needs me. My wife needs me to do. My boss needs me to do X, so forth and so on. So I call that the other people syndrome. And not that we don't want to help other people or don't want to back out of commitment, but when other people's things are getting done over our things, then there's something wrong. Couple of questions to ask. Why do you feel that their tasks, their wants and needs are more important than yours? So if you're someone who is saying, yeah, but I have this to do, or yeah, but I have that to do for someone else, it's time to start to look and say, okay, so why am I feeling that their stuff is more important than mine? And if you're always getting sidetracked and not getting to what you want to do for yourself, remember, you'll never reach your goals and have a life you love. You'll never lose weight. You'll never get to work on time. You'll never make more money because you'll always be putting other things into other people ahead of yourself. Now, I know some people feel that, well, then that's being selfish. Well, I like to take another look at that. And again, this is probably a topic conversation for another show, but if you are not taking care of yourself, there is no way you can take care of anyone else. And many of us have flown, many of us fly a lot. What is the first thing that they teach you on the airplane? Put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can assist another passenger. And it's very true. If you are not taking care of yourself, it doesn't matter how much things you have to do for somebody else. You're not going to be doing them authentically. You're not going to be doing them with love. You're not going to want to do them. You're going to create resentment. You're going to create anger. And that's never a good place to be for you or for that person who you claim you need to get stuff done for. If we can come from a place of love and want to do for someone else because we really want to do for them, not because we have to, then that is the biggest gift you can give that other person and yourself. So using your time so that it fits your life and what you want in it is key. Not wasting it, not spending it to never be seen again. Just using it as you choose is critical. It's your life, and you only get one, so you're going to waste it on doing things that are just filler things or expected to do because someone else thinks you should be doing it, or you're going to stand in your power and take back your time and use it as you see fit. And if there's anyone who's listening who would like to come forward and share a story about how they began to use their time rather than lose their time, I'd love to hear from you. The number to dial in is 646-716-9397. And I just want to take a moment now to share a few of our upcoming Life Coach radio shows. And tonight, on September 10th, is Life Coach Chat Channel. And that is on the Life Coach Chat Channel radio network. And that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's Winning the Game of Life. Join Tamara Cosley Robinson, Jennifer Flynn, and Deborah Mathis as they take concepts from the popular Your Money, God's Way, overcoming the 7 money myths that keep Christians broke. And they'll discuss how the concepts of this book can help us win at the game of life. That sounds really cool. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Coach Chat Channel. And on Thursday, September 11th at 8 p.m., on the same network, Life Coach Chat Channel. We have Career Talk with Coach Trina, the Many Faces of Entrepreneurship. Join Trina and a panel of coaches as they discuss various vantage points of entrepreneurship. They will discuss the pros and cons and share tips and lessons learned during their own journeys, such as what does it take to go into business for yourself? What questions, fears, and obstacles may arise? Are you up for the challenge? This sounds like an awesome show as well. And again, that is tomorrow, Thursday, September 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Life Coach Chat Channel. These shows sound amazing, so be sure to tune in. So one of the other questions, to get back to our topic of how to use time, not lose time, that I often get is, I don't know. I have so much to do. I have no idea what to do. And sadly, that can cause a lot of, I never can say the word right, it can cause us to be paralyzed. Let me just rephrase the word. It can cause us to be paralyzed. I know that in the beginning of my business, I had a lot of things to do. People were saying, do this, do that, do, so forth and so on. And I would sit at my desk and say, oh, I got to reach out to this person. Oh, I got to do the invoices. Oh, I got to update the checkbook. Oh, I got to pay the bill. And it was so overwhelming that I didn't know what to do. So what happened? I wasted a ton of time trying to figure out. Well, I know I didn't waste time figuring it out. I just wasted time being in that panic mode. So how do you prioritize? How do you know what it is to do? Now, it's not always easy. I'll grant you that. It can be challenging. But if you know what you want your outcome to be, then it's easier to figure out what it is you need to do. So let's say you know your outcome is to have a clean house. And you know you're the one who's cleaning the house. The housekeeper isn't coming. You want a house clean. So what is the outcome? A clean house. Now, what do you do in order to get a clean house? Well, we vacuum. We might mop. We might dust. We might clean the windows. We might clean the carpet. You can tell I do a lot of cleaning, right? And I do my own cleaning. There's no housekeeper coming to me yet. I actually do like to do cleaning. It gives me a feeling of peace. Well, anyway, so what is it I'm doing? Write that list down. And then there's usually a natural order of doing so. The cleaning experts say dust first so the dust will fall to the floor. Then you vacuum. And so maybe you prioritize that way. Okay, dust first, then vacuum. Maybe you declutter first. You put the stuff away so you can clean the surfaces. So there is an order of how we do things once we know what we need and want as the outcome, a clean house. And then you'll backtrack. So if you're in business and you are going to, you want to start networking, well, you need to look at your calendar. When will you network? When do you have time to network? Then you might need to find places to network at. If you're doing in-person, one-on-one networking, you need to call the person to find out or send them an email, give them some time. So the outcome will determine your priorities. It's just important to know what the outcome is. A lot of times we'll just dive in. And coaching is great for that because the coaches will help you figure out which step is the first step. And I had a client, and she said, I really want to. She's working all the time in her office. She's like, oh, I'm feeling sick. I'm putting on weight. I'm feeling stressed. I know I want to get to the gym. I want to start exercising because I know that will benefit me. And I said, okay, great. What's the plan? And she said, well, she said, I thought about this. I know where I'm going to go. I need to make the appointment and go. So it might sound kind of silly, but I said, great. What are you going to wear? And she went, what do you mean? And I said, well, what are you going to wear to the gym? Do you have exercise clothes? She goes, oh, I don't. So then what might she then need to do to get her outcome of going to the gym and start to lose weight, right? Her goal is to lose weight, and then going to the gym is part of that. getting the exercise clothes is part of that. So she needed to put a step in her plan of to prioritize, right? Because the prioritize isn't just going to the gym. It's getting the clothes to get to the gym. It might be washing the clothes to get to the gym. It might be making sure that you have the schedule for the gym. So it's all a prioritize. What do I do in order to get my results? And then you schedule. And when you know how long something will take, it's then easy to be able to do quick little tasks. So you know it's going to take you 10 minutes to log onto the computer, open up your web browser, type in the gym site to get the schedule. And I say 10 minutes because it's never just two, right? Because you're gonna log on and the computer's going to be slow or something's going to happen. So once you know 10 minutes, okay, great, or you have an iPad and you know it's going to take you 1 minute, great. You're waiting for your daughter to come down the stairs to get ready to go to school, and your son's already out in the car, so you don't have to worry about him, so you can quickly just check the schedule then. So you're using your time effectively, efficiently, it's working, you're working, you're feeling good, everything's a great feeling, things are rolling, things are in the flow, stuff is happening, no one's stressed, no one's feeling anxious. I had a client who realized that her poor use of her time was stressing out her family because she would do stuff last minute or forget or leave it, and then she'd be in a panic and she'd be yelling and screaming at everybody. And finally, her husband said to her, you know, you're really causing a ruckus in this household, and the kids are starting to pick up on it. And she said, well, I don't understand what you mean. And so he explained to her that when she's running late, that she's like a ball of fire. And wasn't his words. I can't remember exactly what his words were. And then she was a wild woman, I think maybe he called her. I can't really recall exactly. And she was like, oh, my God, he's right. He's right. And her top priority in her life was that she raise children who are calm and peaceful, because she grew up in such a crazy household that her mother was always late and yelling at them to get going and let's go. And she was doing the same thing simply because she wasn't using her time effectively. And the second she took a step back and said, oh, my gosh, he's right. This needs to change. And she looked and she said, I put things off to the last minute. No wonder I'm stressing out as I tried to get out the door. And so she took steps. Her outcome was to raise kids who are calm and peaceful. And she then backed it up. What do I need to do that? I need to do things when I need to do them. I need to be peaceful. I need to be on time. I need to do a number of things. And I'm going to put that in my schedule, and I'm going to utilize my time better. And so a lot of things transpired, right? The family was happier. She was happier. She had been under a lot of stress. She had high blood pressure. The blood pressure dropped, so her health improved. Her relationships with her kids improved because they were afraid to be late. So they were always early, but then they were standing there waiting because they were afraid she would blow up, because that was just the pattern that was happening. So it's all important. It's all good. It all works. So using your time is important in order to have that flow in your life, that feeling of peace, that feeling of calm. I can't tell you how many times when I'm working with a client, I'll say, and how will you feel? And they'll say, oh, I'll just feel peaceful. I'll be more calm. I'll be more at ease. And, yes, it's important to get the goals of X amount of dollars, be on time, get things done, be happy that we're productive. But underneath it all, it really is about joy. It really is about happiness. It's about creating a life that you love, that you are happy with, and that you beam in. So I'm hoping that I shared a few things that got you to think, and maybe you'll implement that time analysis. That would be super cool. And we are almost at the end of our call, if you can believe it or not, our show. It's absolutely amazing how time flies. right, when you're having fun, and how time doesn't fly when you're not having fun, but it still goes by, and remember, you will never get it back. So, my friends, on Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Revita, I hope that you will use your time and use it for what will fill you up, make you happy, and let go of the things that are holding you back, making you feel bad, and keeping you from being the brilliant, amazing person that I know you are and that you want to be. You can catch me on Life Coach Chat Channel next Wednesday, September 17th at noon with Bob Hetzel and Divya Parekh. And then again, I'll be on Life Coach Chat Channel at noon on September 24th with Claudette Chenever and Danica Trebell. Both calls are at noon, so it's easy to remember. I hope you'll consider being with me for those as well. And don't forget, I will see you again next month on the second Wednesday of October, and that is October 8th at noon Eastern. And if you would like to suggest a topic for Wednesday Wisdom with Kim Revita, please send me an email with the subject of topic suggestion to kim@kimrevita.com. And you can learn more about me at my website, which is www.kimrevita.com. I have a wonderful resource section if you want to download some free downloadables. And if you want to connect with me on Facebook, it's facebook.com/KimRevitaCoaching. And I'm on LinkedIn and Google+. Love, love, love to connect with you. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you listen to this afterwards and think, oh, I would have asked this, please feel free. You can email me at my private email at kim@kimrevita.com. I'd love, love, love again to connect with you. Thank you so much for being here and choosing to use your time to be with me. It was a pleasure to be your host today. And I will leave you with a quote by Benjamin Franklin, "Lost time is never found again." This is Kim Revita for Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network, saying goodbye.